Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Yes, just about to get out of my Sports Day WA outfit, get into the telephone booth and change into my run home strip, because I'll be joining Paul Hazelby between 3 and 5 on the run home, and continue the text coming through on 0487 736 736. Norman Cal, sorry mate, that maybe down in Cal 1611 has gone down. Let's hope it's back up. You have been listening on the SEN app. It's always a very good option. Here for Nutrien and Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. Find your local branch at nutrien.com.au. And, of course, Toolmart, the complete tool centre. Now for Tyre Power. Their Mega May sale is on now. Let's have a look at some of the sports news headlines. We'll talk more about this with Hayes after 3, but AFL legend Paul Roos has questioned whether West Coast's decision to allow Harley Reid to visit his family while being rested is an example of player power going too far. Steve Irsic was halfway through a KFC meal when the phone rang. He told us that when he was in the studio just before he got handed the UFC contract. Yes, and he was just munching through a chicken and chips box. It might have been a Hawaiian pack. It was his manager letting him know that the UFC wanted the Perth product to fight Brazil's Alexandre Pantoja for the flyweight world title. Now, Usyk only has had 3 fights in the UFC, and he's taking on the impressive Pantoja, who would be difficult anywhere, but doing so in Rio in front of 20,000 fans baying for his blood ups the degree of difficulty significantly. Now, Usyk didn't hesitate. He says, yep, I'll take it on. He accepted the fight, finished his KFC, and got to work for the biggest fight of his life, which will come on Sunday around about lunchtime. Now, I tried to get Sam, who's on the floor here. He works very diligently in sales, to come in and tell us about Steve Usyk, but he's a bit bashful, is Sam. So he didn't come in, but he said to me that the fight will probably be on pay-per-view by around about midday. Now, I think he's coming in. Now, this is a big moment in Sports Day WA programming. No, he's not coming in. No, he's just going to stay in the producer's booth with Jimmy and Connor. It's going to be big. Will he win? Put your up or down. You reckon he'll win, so he'll be world champions. Okay. Good on you, Mr. Farron. Any relation to Doug Farron, who played for Perth and North Melbourne? No, okay. Anyway, so looking forward to that. It should be a beauty. And not forgetting that, well done to the Central Coast Mariners. If the Perth Glory can take any heart from what's happened in the A-League, but Mark Jackson, who's the manager, wants a Central Coast Mariners A-League Men's Premier's Plate victory to be the start of a trophy-laden month for the club after wrapping up top spot with that 2-0 victory over Adelaide in torrential rain last night. It's the first time in 12 years that the Central Coast have finished a regular season top of the table. And a few years ago, they were a real basket case. They were finishing perennial wooden spooners in the A-League and have turned it around very, very quickly. So there's a bit of hope there for the Perth Glory. And, of course, big meetings regarding the Perth Glory this weekend as the owners fly in and meet with the likes of the CEO and the football director in Stan Lazaridis to have a look at the squad and also the coaching appointments and where they sit with that. Stan mentioned that on this program a couple of days ago. And as we know, straight after the run home, one of the biggest rivalries in the AFL will reignite in Adelaide tonight, the biannual match between Port Adelaide and Adelaide. And it's ready to gain to capture the attention of rival states. Certainly here in WA, I'm looking forward to it. The two crosstown rivals have played each other 54 times and it's level at 27 wins each from when they started playing in 1997. Looking forward to that. We've got a couple of texts coming through. We'll acknowledge those actually in the run home because I'm not moving. I'm just staying here. Hayes is going to come in. And that's been Sports Day WA for this week. I'll be back again with Sports Day from 5 o'clock on Monday to wrap up everything that's happened across the weekend. Thanks, Connor. Thanks, Jimmy. The run home is next here on SENWA.